Welcome. You're listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I am joined by our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It is good to be with you. This is exciting because we are starting something brand new. The summer 2022 unit, and this is the first unit, is titled Never Alone, the Holy Spirit in Our Lives. So we're going to spend six sessions talking about the Holy Spirit. And I praise God that when Jesus left, he did not leave us alone. So we have faith and empowering to walk daily in the strength of God. This first session is titled Convicted by the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has a role to play in our lives. And one of those roles, I should say, he has many roles, but one of those roles is that he convinces us of the truth of salvation. So this convincing work is what brings us into the presence of God. That's what we're going to talk about today in this first session. The scripture passage is John 15, verses 26 through 27, and then chapter 16, verses 7 through 15.
All right, so let me read our scripture for today. John 15, starting at verse number 26. It says, "When the counselor comes, the one I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. You also will testify because you have been with me from the beginning." All right. So how does the Spirit help us to know right from wrong? And see, this first point says the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. So that's an important thing for us to remember. The Holy Spirit is in each one of our lives, and the Holy Spirit brings things to our remembrance. And one of the things that it reminds us of is who Jesus Christ is. He testifies about who Jesus Christ is and reminding us of his person, of his work, of his words, and of his worth in our lives. And so that's very, very important. And so what are you thinking right now, Christina?
Well, I think that what you're saying is really inspiring, Mark. You know, when we, this initial thinking about the Holy Spirit is that, you know, he, like you said, he tells us who Jesus is. And if spiritual things are happening in our lives that are not consistent with the nature of Jesus, then it's not the Holy Spirit that's leading us. And that's something that we need to really hold on to, because we have so many who feel that the Spirit is leading them, but then what they talk about is not consistent with who Jesus is. So if we look at that in a practical way, then that's an understanding that we really need to take to heart. And, you know, and another thing, Mark, is that these verses give us hope, because this is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to his disciples, and he's telling them that no matter what you're going to face, that I am sending someone to be with you and to help you. So the things that were ahead of the disciples was persecution. And I'm not sure if they knew it at that point, but when they go through that persecution, they're going to have a helper to help them. So when we're facing things, that's something that we can trust as well, that no matter what we're going through, we have the Holy Spirit. So that was two things that I was thinking about, Mark.
Right. So verse 27 uses the word testify. And remember that one who testifies is a firsthand witness. And so he is able to tell us about Jesus because he too has come from the Father, and he is able to talk about what he knows specifically as a witness, not hearsay about Jesus, not what he thinks about Jesus, but what he has seen and known. He is able to testify about that for our lives. And so in these days and seasons of uncertainty, and when many voices are rising from many quarters, we're grateful that we have the sure testimony of the Holy Spirit for our lives, talking to us about who Jesus really is. You know, one of the things we used to say, remember, is what would Jesus do? And more people need to say that in these days that we're living in right now.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. The second thing we see is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. He convicts of sin. So let me read this second series of verses. Nevertheless, I'm telling you the truth. It is for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. And about judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. All right, so we've got in some important words here in this section, I guess, that we ought to bring up from the keywords. One is counselor, and the other is convict. All right, so I'll take counselor, and you can take the word convict, Christina. So. The counselor comes from the Greek word parakletos. Parakletos. It is one who has been called alongside. Para is with. And so he is one who has been called alongside. And so you can kind of think about what the paraclete or parakletos or paraclete is. And you think about that prefix para, with. Like when we are sick, we might call a paramedic, a medic who comes to be alongside of us, with us. When the sun is out, we might use a parasol. A parasol is with us to shield us from the rays of the sun. Jesus often used parables. It's a story that was thrown alongside with the truth so that you could see it in a better light. When we jump out of an airplane, you might use a parachute, all right? Parachute. It is a canvas that holds us up when we're falling so that we don't kill ourselves. Well, think about all of those, and also think about the paraclete, who is with us always to give us counsel and advice. And so he is our counselor, the Holy Spirit. And so we'll talk some more about what that means, but we just want to get the words out right now. Go ahead and get your word out, Christina.
Okay, Mark, the term convict is a term that describes the work of the Holy Spirit, and it exposes a person's sin and calling of that individual to repentance. So when we think about the word convict, we're not so much thinking about a criminal who has been convicted of a crime. I think that this word is broader than that. This word carries the idea of exposing, you know, or opening up something to someone and convincing them that their sin in their life specifically is what the Holy Spirit does. So it's not about convicting of a wrong, but just opening up the heart and the mind to understand, hey, you are not living the way you should. And so the Holy Spirit convinces us that we need to turn around and do something different.
All right. Yeah. So either way you think about this idea of convict, it is exposing the truth so that the person is fully persuaded, right? And so if a person lives out of their convictions, they are fully persuaded that this is the way they ought to go. And as the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, he uncovers it, shines the light on it so that we are fully convicted that that is the way to go. And it's the same as when a person goes to jail, right? The truth has been exposed and they are convicted by the truth. Right. The truth has been fully exposed. And now they have to agree with it. So this is great because we need both of these from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who guides us and counsels us so that we know which way to go. But the Holy Spirit who also convicts us and reminds us when we're going in the wrong direction. And so this, you know, people ought to really think about this because a lot of times people are saying the Holy Spirit's telling me to do this. The Holy Spirit's telling me to do that. And so so it's interesting that two things. One, sometimes they're saying the Holy Spirit's telling them to do stuff that's not in line with the word of God. You got to be careful about that because the Holy Spirit will only guide us into the truth of the word of God. And what's the truth of the word of God? It has to be able to stand up against all the other portions of the scripture, right? It can't be true in one portion and then not true somewhere else. So our real understanding of what the truth is has to be true in all portions because the Bible's not going to contradict itself. And so, it convicts us because we are sinful creatures and we want to do things our own way and go in our own direction. But the Holy Spirit uncovers the issues of our lives, shines the light on it so that we too are fully convinced, fully convinced that this is the way that we are to go. So this is really important for us. And probably all of us, if you're a believer, have had some times in your life when you have been convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit. And if you've never been convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit, you better check yourself, huh? You better check yourself because all of us have been in that place who are children of God. And so we're grateful for the Holy Spirit who is always here to keep us in check. Right. His task is not to condemn us, but he convicts us so that we can move in the right direction. We're grateful for that. So on this third point, the Holy Spirit guides us in the truth. Let me go ahead and read these last verses 16 through 12 through 16. I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I told you that he takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. All right. So this is a really important piece here as we talk about this last section of the Holy Spirit guiding us into the truth. And so there's an important phrase there. He says in the beginning of that section in verse number 12, he says, I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. So that's important because there oftentimes when we'll read something in the Word of God, God is speaking a truth for our lives, but we're not ready to hear it. Our minds are in the wrong place. Our hearts are in the wrong place. And maybe our full comprehension of the things of God is not yet grown to the right place so that we can't fully understand what God really wants to speak to our lives. And so thanks be to God, he has left the Holy Spirit for us that continually brings the Word of God alive in the life of the believer. He keeps on reminding us of these spiritual truths and taking us through experiences in our lives so he prepares us to be able to hear what at some other times we were not able to bear. And so this is great for great, because it just reminds me of the loving care and the tender care of the Holy Spirit for the lives of the believer. Sometimes he has to spoon feed us when we're young in our faith with the soft things of the Word of God. But later on, as we grow in faith, he is able to help us to eat the meat of the Word of God. This is great. And I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit who compassionately works with us in this way. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, Mark, that tells me, too, that means that we will never be done with learning all that God has for us. All the truths that we need to know, we will be learning until we leave here, and maybe on the other side too. So that's why Bible study is so important. You know, people think that they've read all they need to know in the Bible, but you know, as you said, when we read a truth, there may be something that has not been communicated to us because we are not where we need to be. And so when we read that same truth again, we have that aha moment, and God is able to bring that truth to our hearts. You know, and that's the reason we've set up the U Bible study with the 8 markers. Every year, you're going to learn each marker. We call them signposts. But every year we will address each one. And each time we're praying, we're hoping as curriculum developers that you are applying truths that are central to each of these. For example, this Never Alone unit is about seeking God. So the truth that you learn about seeking God is, you know, we seek God through the Holy Spirit. And then next year, we'll look at that again, and then we're building on what we've already learned. So, yes, we'll continue to study these truths, and the Holy Spirit will help us to apply those to our lives and to our hearts.
All right, because he is one of the key words there, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth. And so he speaks the truth. He helps us to live the truth. He guides us into the truth. And so, you know, what more do we need in this day and age that we live in when we have all of these voices unfiltered and sometimes unfettered, falling into our ears, saying all kinds of things, and people who don't honor the truth, right? We're living in an age where people don't honor the truth. And so People can get confused and not know who to listen to. This is the power of the Holy Spirit for these days. He is the Spirit of truth. So if you will, God, you know, read the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to be the filter of truth for your life, it'll take you a long way. That is so great. That is so great. And here it says, he will declare to you what is to come and glorify me, Jesus says. So the Holy Spirit, one of his main jobs is to reveal the Son. The Son, Jesus, reveals the Father, and the Holy Spirit reveals the Son so that we can know him better. So this is a great lesson and a great truth that will help take all of us a long, long way. So you have any closing thoughts on this one, Christina?
No, I think that you've said it all. You know, one thing I do want to reinforce, though, is that the truth that the Holy Spirit reveals to us, you know, will be written in the Word of God. So I believe we said that warning, and we may say it again over and over again, because it is a problem today, you know, where people are bringing in their own truths. But if it's not from the Holy Word of God, then it is not the Holy Spirit that is leading you.
So it's great, because we live in what people are now calling a post-truth era. And so we've gone through this time when we believe everybody had a truth. You have a truth. I have a truth. And our truths don't have to necessarily coincide with one another. And now we have moved beyond that to what people are calling a post-truth era. But in the post-truth era, when people don't think there is any particular way that is right, the Bible reminds us that the Holy Spirit guides us in the truth. And so hold on to that. So if you're a Bible teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip in just a moment. But I want to remind each of you that you can get your own copy of the You Bible Study at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban culturally sensitive Bible study curriculum. It comes in paper and digital formats. The teacher's guide is in the back of the book. There are daily devotional pages so that you can stay in the Word of God every day. A leader's pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. All right, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is activate prior knowledge. Okay, so teachers, leaders, what you're going to do is prepare a KWL chart. KWL chart. Let me tell you what that is. The K stands for what learners know. The W stands for what learners want to learn, and the L stands for what the learners actually learned as a result of the study. So these are online, so you can print one down or download one from online. So this chart will help the learners to organize what they're learning. Before you begin to study the study on the Holy Spirit, have the learners to fill in the first column. And this is what they already know about the Holy Spirit. And then in the second column, have them to fill in what they want to know, maybe questions that they may have about the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, even during this session, you can hold discussions on these first two columns. But at the close of the study, 5 or 6 sessions later, then you will complete the final column. And feel free to refer to this chart throughout the study, because this will be a helpful, an interesting way for them to to summarize all that they're going to learn on the Holy Spirit.
All right, so this is the opening of a great study about the life of the Holy Spirit and the believer. And so, friends, join us again for another You Podcast, because you never know where God will take you.